This is the Rick Edelman Show.
I have tossed an awful lot of scary content at you on today's program. And thankfully, we have my wife, Jean, in the studio to help us deal with all of that info I've given you and the mess we're finding ourselves in. Jean Edelman, founder here at Edelman Financial Engines, a degree in consumer economics and nutrition, and expert in macrobiotics. Jean, we have a word of today we need like never before.
Yes, it's an important word. It's patience. What you've just said, there's so much going on with COVID and the election. We need patience. I'm going to talk about a Mayo Clinic study that's out, and they're actually talking about being impatient and its impact on our health. And so hopefully after we've learned that, that will help us be inspiration to be patient. When we are impatient, we are rigid, we are not breathing, there's no flow of energy, there's no flow of thought. We are in actual lockdown when we are impatient. And so Dr. Sood of the Mayo Clinic is finding that being impatient is shortening our life. He has taken blood samples and measured the telomeres, which are at the end of our chromosomes, and when they are shorter and smaller, we are older and will have a shorter life. And what he is seeing is that impatient people have these shorter telomeres.
Even in other words, without actually being physiologically older, we make ourselves older.
Exactly.
Because of our impatience.
Because we are impatient.
Wow.
And so we get impatient when we feel out of control or things are out of control, which is exactly what's around us right now. And this impatience actually starts when we are infants, when we are demanding to be fed and cared for, and we cry for attention. It's the same now. We're just adults. We are crying for attention. But, you know, adults, we don't like waiting for anything. And gosh, heaven forbid that there's a slow internet connection. I mean, we are impatient. We want it now. We are an instant society. But truly, at one point, we do need to learn patience. And I feel blessed because my mom, she taught us all patience. But when we're impatient, we're stressed. Our blood pressure is going up. I mean, we're affecting our DNA. It's affecting our DNA and it's going to shorten our life. And so we're at a time in our history where we've never been here before. And this next week is going to be a test for all humanity. And so instead of focusing on that, let's focus on what we can control. Let's look at ourselves. Let's learn to be patient. Let's focus on controlling ourselves. And so what can we control? We control our time. We control the food that we put into our bodies. We control our environment. We control our leisure time, being outdoors. We do control our thoughts and our prayers, whether we believe that or not, but we do control our thoughts and our prayers. And if we can be patient versus responsive, and I think that's a big aspect. So can we respond? When we are responsive to something, we are taking a moment, we're breathing, we're thinking through our next word, our next action, versus being reactive, being impatient, being reactive. When we are reactive, our brain actually shuts off. We stop breathing. We stop thinking. And usually that's when things turn out badly. And so having a responsive way of looking and living our life will give us a happier and healthier life. The world will find calm. We will get through all of this. And the key is to be able to look ourselves in the mirror and know that we lived our best self during these very difficult times. Patience is going to help us do that, and it's going to help others. Then there was another word that's coming out of the Mayo Clinic that Dr. Sood talked about is resilience. When we are resilient, we are actually empowering our immune system, and then that is giving us another defense to fight off the virus. Best way to boost resiliency is to go outside and walk for 15 minutes. His research has found that 15 minutes outside is a game changer. Our blood pressure drops, our heart rate drops, our stress hormones drop. And so one day we will look back at this time and we will shake our heads. But we lived through it. And we lived through it by responding to our circumstances versus reacting. We are a resilient society and all will be well. And so my word of the week is patience. That's an easy one. But the P is for peace. When we are patient, we know inner peace. Nothing much can really rattle us. We're grounded in who we are. We're grounded in our inner truth. Think of it as a tornado, and we are standing there with inner peace. The world is spinning around us, but we know quiet. We know how to stay calm and be patient. The A is for align. I love this word, align. Being aligned with our true self, being aligned with our higher self, being aligned with like-minded people. Think of it as a car being out of alignment. It's a bumpy ride. But when we are in alignment, it is smooth sailing. And so align. T is for trust, trusting our intuition and inner knowing. It is there every moment of every day. If we just get quiet, we breathe, we spend our time outside, it's a no-brainer. We're going to know what to do to keep ourselves happy, healthy, and in a safe place. The I is for invite. I invite us, all things new. Shift our thinking. We were doing something this week, and I said, well, why are we doing it that way? We've done it that way for 25 years. Well, let's look at it a new way.
Yeah.
And it made it fun, and it made it nice, and I'm excited about the changes that are coming. And so invite the new. Keep things fresh. Invite the new and fresh ideas. E is for ease. There's no reason to force anything. When we are impatient, we're trying to accomplish something, and usually that's when nothing's working. But when we can take a breath and we can step back and we can ease into whatever it is we are doing, all goes smoothly. The N is for notice. This is a time we really need to notice. We need to notice our emotions, our words, our actions. When we do notice, we are in the moment and we can choose to change and make the situation more positive. So notice. C is for care. We need right now to care about the little things. Our words, our actions. We are all very hypersensitive right now. The tone of our voice. We might be making a joke, but it may not feel that way to the other person. So we really need to care. We need to stop. We need to breathe. We need to think and be tuned into the people around us. Ease for endurance. We have it in us to get through this, and we will. So when we throw pebbles into the pond of our health and self-care, we make a difference for ourselves and for everyone around us. Patience, patience, patience is very important. Take the deep breaths. Go outside for a walk, turn off the TV, find some happy.
Advisory services offered through Financial Engines Advisors, LLC, a federally registered investment advisor and wholly owned subsidiary of Edelman Financial Engines, LLC. Financial Engines Advisors may also be referred to as Edelman Financial Engines or Financial Engines. Results are not guaranteed.